A judge today approved Dylan Roof's request to represent himself in his federal trial in Charleston. Roof faces hate crime and other charges in the June 2015 killings of 9 worshipers at Emmanuel AME Church. The process of choosing a jury for the trial also began today. U.S. District Judge Richard Gergel reluctantly granted Roof's request to represent himself in the death penalty case. Roof's court-appointed lawyers will still assist in his defense, but the decision to represent himself places Roof in a position to potentially question witnesses, including survivors of the Charleston church massacre. Family members of the shooting victims are also anticipating what it may be like to see and hear Roof prominently in the courtroom. Former North Carolina State Senator Malcolm Graham's sister, Cynthia Hurd, was among the 9 Emmanuel AME victims. Graham says having Roof represent himself throws additional hurdles into the trial process since he's not a trained lawyer, and, says Graham,
the only thing he can do is create yet another platform for him to express himself, his racist views. You know, it's going to be tough for the survivors to possibly be cross-examined by him, to yet again be terrorized by him as they recount what they saw that night.
By law, Judge Gergel couldn't refuse Roof's request to represent himself since the judge previously found the 22-year-old defendant mentally competent to stand trial. The federal indictment against Roof alleges that he planned and carried out the Charleston shootings with a goal of inciting racial tensions across the U.S. Malcolm Graham says a vocal presence by Roof in the courtroom, while painful, may also have a positive effect.
For the community at large, you can see what racism looks like, what it sounds like, and what it can do when it's unchecked.
This is the first of 2 planned trials for Roof, who also faces state charges, including 9 counts of murder. That case is scheduled for early next year.